The Sefer Eretz Tzvi from the Kozel Gavarov, on the beginning of our parasha, where the Torah begins with the word Shoifte v'shoitrim, titen l'cha b'chol sharecha, tries to understand why does the Pasuk have the word titen l'cha? Shouldn't it just say Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen? So he says that the word l'cha comes to represent that l'cha, we ourselves, every person himself, has within himself Shoiftim and Shoitrim. Shoiftim are judges and Shoitrim are officers. What does that mean? He says that each one of us is comprised of a mayach, of a brain, and lev, and the heart. He says the mayach, the brain, that helps us decide what we should do, what we shouldn't do, is the shoifet, is the judge who gives us that type of direction. The lev, the heart, is the shoiter. He's the one that carries out what we're supposed to do. He goes on to say that the Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says, Iseifa lo seifra, visafra lo seifa. Iseifa, if there's a sword, lo seifra, then you're not a scholar. If you're a scholar, you're not a warrior. As the Medrash says, the sword and the sefer came down attached from Shemayim. He says, what does this Medrash in Gemara mean? He says, Saif represents a sword. The sword could be used, Chas v'Shalom, to separate the head from the body. And what that means is sometimes we have an individual whose head, whose brain, and heart are not connected to each other. And instead of the brain dictating what is appropriate to do and what is not appropriate to do, the heart runs wild and does what is not necessarily the right thing to do. What is the way to connect, he says, that make sure that the mind and the mind and the heart are properly connected? That is through the Torah. The Torah gives us the ability that it has such an influence on every aspect of our life that the heart and the mind are both connected. And that's pshat what the pasuk says, what the Gemara says. Isaifa leisafra visafra leisaifa. If you want to have saifa, a knife, a sword that disconnects the heart and the mind, then because the reason you're that way is because loisafra, because you haven't used and learned Torah and brought Torah into your life. Because isafra, if you brought Torah into your life, then loisafra, you would not have a problem that chas v'shalom, that there's a cipher, that there's a disconnect between the mind and the heart. And he says that the Chiddush Arim says that that's why a Talmud Chacham is called a Talmud Chacham. The Chachma, which is in the mind of that we learn, Talmud, it teaches, it influences the rest of our body and the rest of our lives what is the right thing to do and what right is the wrong thing to do. Shoifte v'shoitrim titel l'cha b'chol sharecha. The Torah is giving us advice how we are to live a life that is a proper life. The way you live a proper life is when you connect, when you have the shoiftim and the shoitrim, the mayach and lev, working consistently in avodas Hashem. The Sefer Kelis Yitzchak makes an observation. He says the end of the parasha talks about when Klai Yisrael goes out to war. The Torah says kisikra v'leir lilocham alev across alev l'shalom. Then the Torah speaks about when you're actually in the middle of war, leisashchus es eitzo, we shouldn't cut down trees. Then the parasha discusses the parasha of Egel Arufa, where the Torah tells us of chas v'shalom, a corpse is found, leinoida mihuko, we don't know who murdered that corpse. And that's then the parasha shoiftim. And then we go on to parashas kiseitzo, which is the parasha, starts with the parasha of Es Torah, that if somebody meets this woman during a time of war, what may or may not be done. And the question that he asks is that shouldn't the Torah have first mentioned the Parsha Yifas Torah, which is something that is connected to war, and then afterwards begun with Parshas Egla Rufa, which is not really connected to war? Why does the Torah first speak about war, then go to Egla Rufa, and then go back to war? So he explains that everything we do has a tremendous influence on everything else that we will do. If a person becomes accustomed to doing nice things to people, then that will become his nature, that he will always be doing nice things for other people. And vice versa, if a person doesn't act that way, it will influence his continued behavior. And that's what the Torah is speaking to. The Torah says all of the different halachas that apply during war. And the Torah is concerned that once a person becomes accustomed to going to war, that's going to have an influence. Wars aren't pretty, and that may have an influence on the way he behaves. And the Torah wanted us to understand that type of behavior should be limited to war. That's not the way we're supposed to live. And that's why in the middle of the parasha of the war, the Torah throws in Egla Rufa. The whole concept of the parasha of Egla Rufa is to show us how significant every life is. And if a life is lost, how much does that really mean? That we shouldn't become complacent with that type of behavior. And he says that that's really pshat in a Gemara in Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The pasuk says, "V'yorab nachal, avra ma ni aliskin nachal." The pasuk, the Gemara goes on to say, "B'shar shamalai Kadosh Baruch Hu Shol." When a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shol, "Leich ve'kisas Amalek, go to war with Amalek and destroy them, everybody, everything." And Shol said, "Man nefesh achras amr Torah havei egla rufa." The Torah says, "If one bad person is lost, we need to bring egla rufa." You want us to eradicate an entire nation? And he said, Shaul says to Hashem, if people did sin, the Malekim, Behemah Machato, Im Gedolim Chato, if the adults did Averus, Ketanim Machato, what sin did the Ketanim do? Yotso Baskov Armalai Altei Tzadik Harbe. Don't be a Tzadik. And we need to understand this whole Gemara. Shaul gets a direct instruction. Lo sachmalov. V'imata mi'ish v'ad isha, ma'at oilu v'ad yoinig, ma'ashoa v'ad seh, mi'gomu v'ad chamor. He was given a very direct, clear directive that he should eradicate all of them. And here, Shaul starts having a debate. Is that what we should do? And the Gemara continues that the Baskel comes out and says, "Al tei tzadik harbe, al tersha habe." Don't be too much of a tzaddik, don't be too much of a rasha. We need to understand, Shaul is debating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moreover, Shaul left over the king of Amalek, and from them, Haman ultimately came, and all the tzaras that we have till this very day. And how do we understand Shaul's behavior? Shaul is the person who is known that was a tzaddik. The pasuk said, "Ben Shona Shaul b'Malchay," that when Shaul became king, he was a year old. And the Gemara, of course, asks, was Shaul only a year old when he became king? But he was only like a person who's a year old, like a child that's 1 year old and never did an Aveira. Shaul never did an Aveira. The pasuk calls Shaul, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis teaches us, Shaul is called the Bechir Hashem, the chosen of Hashem. And now Shaul is starting to debate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shaul is not even following the direction that he was given, and he does spear that individual. But Shaul over here started thinking that what was he concerned about? That Klai Yisrael was in war, and it was a very difficult war. And Klal Yisrael had to take very strong measures against Amalek. And Shaul was concerned, as we said a moment ago, that maybe that type of behavior, that Klal Yisrael becomes accustomed to in war, will influence their behavior in other places. And that's why Shaul was debating, maybe we should not be so strict, and maybe we should not be so quick to kill these murderers after all that they've done, after what kind of influence that could have on our behavior. But that's not what the Torah teaches us in this week's parasha. The Torah teaches us in this week's parasha, there's a time for war, and we have to do as we have to do in war. There's a time for Shaul and the Jewish people to eradicate all of the Malekim. And there's a time for the Egla Rufa. And they have to be able to coexist. The Egla Rufa has to coexist in the parasha of war that's before it and after it. Because we have to know when we're supposed to do what we have to do, and when we have to be strong, and when we have to be compassionate. And who is the one to tell us, to guide us, what to do when? As we said at the beginning, that's the Safra. That is what the Torah does for us. That's the Torah is the one that directs us and molds us to know what to do and what not to do. And just like he says there in the Sefer Kilos Yitzchak, a medicine is a wonderful thing, but to take a medicine before you're sick won't help you. The Torah tells us exactly what to take and what to do and when to do it. And we have to be able to connect ourselves to the Torah. And we have to learn and understand what the Torah wants. And if we will live our lives according to the directives of the Torah, then we will do what we have to do and not do what we're not supposed to do and live the life of Shoiftim v'shoitim titin l'cha. We will become people l'cha whose mayach v'lev are very much in tune with the Dvar Hashem.